Track 9. From cobbled streets steeped in maritime history to vibrant festivals, this month's destination is one of Norfolk's cultural gems. Here are 10 things to do in and around King's Lynn.
Visit St George's Guildhall. St George's Guildhall in King Street is not only England's oldest working theatre, but also a key player in King's Lynn's cultural life. The atmospheric medieval building, which is currently undergoing a renovation, dates back to 1406 and is steeped in drama, literally. Local legend says that William Shakespeare himself once performed here. The Guildhall and its warehouses are being developed into new spaces for culture and creativity. The vision is that by day it will be a heritage attraction and a space for schools and community groups to come together, and by night the theatre will have a year-round programme of performances ranging from homegrown works to national names. Take a day trip to the Sandringham Estate. Just a 15-minute drive from King's Lynn is the much-loved private retreat of the royal family. The house, gardens and museum are open to the public for much of the year, offering a fascinating look at royal life, past and present. The visitor centre has a fantastic restaurant, and in the shop you can buy apple juice pressed from the bounty of the estate's orchard to take home. The surrounding country park is free to enter and ideal for walks, picnics and spotting deer. Combine that with a stop in nearby Castle Rising for a full day steeped in history and heritage. Step back in time at True's Yard Fisherfolk Museum. Nestled in the north end of King's Lynn, True's Yard offers a rare glimpse into the lives of the town's 19th century fishing community. Housed in traditional fishermen's cottages, the museum preserves the spirit of a bygone era with original interiors, fishing equipment and oral histories. Explore the last surviving fisherfolk yard with two late 18th century cottages and discover how entire families once lived in these small, hardy homes. The museum also features a Victorian smokehouse and a traditional North End fishing boat. It's a poignant reminder of the town's maritime roots and the resilience of its people. Explore King's Lynn's rich heritage at Lynn Museum. Home to half of the timbers and the central stump of Sea Henge, the Bronze Age timber circle, which was revealed by the shifting sands at Holm Beach in 1998, Lynn Museum is a treasure trove of local history. The beautifully curated exhibits span from prehistoric times to the modern era, making it a must-visit for anyone wanting to understand King's Lynn's and Norfolk's story. Highlights include Roman artefacts, medieval finds and displays telling the story of the town's industrial and maritime past. The museum also features engaging, family-friendly activities and rotating exhibitions throughout the year. Get into the festival spirit. The town comes alive with art, music and community spirit during its annual festivals. The prestigious King's Lynn Festival in July brings internationally renowned classical musicians, jazz artists and visual arts to historic venues. Festival 2, one of Europe's largest free music festivals, runs alongside with open-air concerts in Tuesday Marketplace, featuring some of the biggest names in music. This year's festival included Ash, Ella Henderson, Tony Hadley, Sonia and Noasis. Held in early autumn, King's Lynn Literature Festival in September always has a fantastic lineup of writers, while the Hans Festival honours Lynn's trading past with a range of maritime-themed attractions. Take a riverside stroll or a boat trip. King's Lynn's historic waterfront is perfect for a scenic stroll, with Georgian warehouses, medieval buildings and bustling eateries. For a more immersive experience, take a guided boat tour of on the restored Baden-Powell to see the town from a mariner's perspective. It's a peaceful way to appreciate Lynn's location and its centuries-old relationship with the sea. Wildlife enthusiasts should venture a bit further to the stretch of coastline around the Wash, which is a haven for birds. Next month, the winter sunrise pink-footed goose spectaculars, which happen as thousands of birds leave their roosts in huge flocks, will begin at RSPB Snettisham. Check their website for dates. walk in the footsteps of George Vancouver. Born in King's Lynn in 1757, George Vancouver went on to become one of the most important explorers of his time. Best known for charting the Pacific northwest of North America, he lends his name to the Canadian city of Vancouver. A statue in his honour stands proudly near the Customs House, gazing out to sea. The King's Lynn Maritime Trail connects key sites associated with his life and the town's history as a member of the Hanseatic League of Northern European Trading Ports, offering an inspiring way to explore the town whilst learning about this seafaring son of Lynn. Admire the Custom House on the quayside. One of King's Lynn's most famous landmarks, the Custom House stands proudly on Purfleet Quay and is widely regarded as one of England's finest 17th century civic buildings. Designed by Henry Bell in 1683, it originally served as a merchant exchange and later as a customs office. With its elegant facade and striking cupola, the Custom House is a favourite photo spot and symbol of Lynn's prosperous trading past. Take a stroll along the historic quayside to appreciate the town's Hanseatic heritage and views of the River Great Ouse. Visit King's Lynn's Minster. Known as St Margaret's Church up until 2011, King's Lynn Minster dominates the town with its stunning Gothic architecture and more than 900 years of history. Founded in 1101, the Grade 1 listed building is full of fascinating details, from medieval brasses and intricate woodwork to the striking stained glass windows. The Minster is still an active place of worship and regularly hosts concerts and special services. Nearby Greyfriars Tower in Tower Gardens is one of only three remaining Franciscan friaries in the country and is the most complete. Catch a show at King's Lynn's Corn Exchange. Once a bustling marketplace for grain traders, today the Corn Exchange is a performing arts venue with a packed programme of entertainment. The historic building hosts everything from West End touring productions and stand-up comedy to classical concerts, film screenings and markets. This month's highlights include a production of The Nutcracker and stand-up Omid Jalili's latest show. And of course, December is panto time. Oh, yes, it is. This festive show is Jack and the Beanstalk.